Hi, I'm Richard Sevigné. Welcome to a special holiday edition of Live in the Shoe Swap here on CKVS 93.7 The Voice, your community's radio station. The Shoe Swap Men's Chorus invited me to record this year's Christmas concert, and I've been told I can share it with you. Along the way, we'll chat with chorus co-directors Mary Landers and Jean McLennan. Mary picked a cowboy Christmas theme for part of the event. She'll talk about that, too. The men's chorus is accompanied by Norma Jean Gaum on piano, with Larry Keats on percussion, and Peter Cook on guitar. Shh, they're about to start.
And I am one of the two directors of the Shoe Swap Men's Chorus. We started the Shoe Swap Men's Chorus in it was an idea that I had that we could use the men who are in the three Rotary, or at that time I believe it was two Rotary clubs,
right,
to sing the national anthem and form a choir. And I thought that we had lots of good singers in the Shuswap and in the Salmon Arm area and Rotary clubs, and we could form a Rotary men's chorus to do the two national anthems, the Canadian and the American, because we are, this district covers the two two countries, and then maybe do a couple songs. And so that's how it all started.
Things aren't always what they seem to be. We might cut a fine cloth up here, but I checked it out. Not a single cowboy amongst the bunch. With the exception of one Queen's cowboy retired, and the RCMP, but that doesn't count. He said he rode a horse once on a ranch, but it doesn't exactly count. And much like that, the song has misrepresented itself in many ways. This next song called Cowboy Carol was written as a closing song for a one-act play called The Cowboy Christmas. It was originally debuted at the Park Hyatt, which back in 1944 was the Bellevue Stratford, and it was one of the most luxurious hotels in the world at the time, certainly in the early part of the century. After debut, interesting enough, a side note, there was a representation of labor and management from a local shipyard. Remember, this is 1944. The shipyard was on strike, and it was a very, very tough battle. And they say that the play and the song had created such a positive mood that the two parties got back to the table, and there was a quick resolve to a very important strike, as you may understand, a shipyard during wartime might be of some importance. The story is about three cowboys in a cattle drive, and they follow a bright light. Are you catching on? At the end of their travels, they find a manger, go figure, and from there, at the closing of this play, they sing the song Cowboy Carol. It's strange hearing Western stories come from such wide open prairie canyon places like the Ivy League city of Philadelphia, but indeed most or many did. Zane Grey, the Western writer, was in the University of Pennsylvania on a baseball scholarship. He studied to be a dentist and wound up writing stories, as you know. So was Owen Wister, upon whom most of the cowboy myth has been developed from his writings. It was never popular in the United States, and this is part of the strangeness of it. The London Royal Choral Society recorded this song in 1949 and used it as part of their annual worldwide broadcast. It never got any popularity in the United States, as I mentioned. But we intend on changing that tonight. So, one note I want you to take is that although this was in a luxurious hotel, for some reason I believe it was a budget show because they didn't hire a banjo, they wrote the banjo lyrics into the chorus, and three of our groups here will be doing that for you. And I hope you enjoy it.
There will be a new world beginning from tonight.
Sweep the cross of heart away.
Yes, I've been wanting to do this cowboy carol for a number of years, and so decided, okay, well, we'll do it this year, and I'll throw in some other cowboy songs or Western-type songs that fit that theme, but we're not doing it all the way through. And the guys get to dress up, and I can see by the hall, the warm-up hall, that clearly guys like to dress up.
What was it about the cowboy carol that wanted to make you?
Well, I sang it when I sang in Ora Chamber Choir. Emont Ramage always loved this silly song, and it's okay. And then I was chuckling because the Welsh choir came through this summer, and I'd already decided I'm going to do this cowboy carol. And so, yeah, I've just thought for years, I thought I should do that thing. So this was the year to do it.